May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. In nearly every passage in the Gospels, there are three things that we learn. Jesus tells us who he is. Then Jesus tells us who we are. And then he tells us what we're called to do. Nearly every passage in the Holy Gospels, you will find those three things. Who is Jesus? Who am I? And what does it mean to follow him? Jesus is the vine. He is the vine that is carefully attended to by the Father. And Jesus tells us that the branches are pruned so that they will bear more fruit. We are the branches. Our life comes only from the vine. We are nourished by the vine. We are nourished only when we are connected to the vine. We are nourished only when we are attached to the true vine. And we only truly have life when we're connected to the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And then he invites us to remain in him. He tells us to remain in him so that we can bear much fruit. Again and again throughout the passage of today's gospel, we hear the word remain. Jesus invites us, stay with me, I will give you life. Stay with me, I will give you food. Stay with me and you will bear fruit for the kingdom of God. He is the vine. We are the branches. He tells us to remain on the vine so that we can bear fruit. It really is that simple, brothers and sisters. It really is that simple. He is the vine. We are the branches. Remaining close to him, we will bear fruit for the kingdom. Except when a branch wants to be a vine. Except when a branch wants to be a vine. Whenever a branch wants to separate itself from the vine, for freedom, for pleasure, for anything other than being attached to the vine, then there's a problem. Because once the branch is separated from the vine, it has no nourishment, it has no connection, it has no life. It will die. Once the branch is separated from the vine, it will die. It will bear no more fruit. Next weekend, our parish will celebrate First Holy Communion. I will tell you that this is one of the great joys for me as a priest and one of the great sorrows. Because I know that most of the children who will approach me with faces radiant in the grace of Almighty God, with an overwhelming desire to receive our Lord's precious body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion, they will approach with joy. And I will not see them again. It happens every year. It happens in every parish. So many children are brought to the altar. And since almost none of them can drive, it is their parents who bear the next responsibility, that the branch is simply snapped off of the vine. It happens every year. I'll admit, I'm never closer to walking away from parish ministry, not the priesthood, but parish ministry right after First Holy Communion. Because it's just so depressing. So many of these children radiant in the grace and the glory of God, and their parents take them away. Some come back. But that's not the reason for my hope. That's not the reason for my joy. You see, dear brothers and sisters, it's not about the first communicants. It's not about the confirmation candidates. It's not about the people going through RCIA. It's not, for that matter, dear to me as you are, about you. I am here and we are here because of him. Because he's the vine. He's the source of life. He's the source of all nourishment. He's the one who's going to help us bear fruit. He's the one who's going to lead us to the kingdom. He's the one who's truly going to give us life. So that means that he is the one who matters. Our hope remains in him. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. If we remain in him, we will bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And we want to remain on the vine. We want to stay close. We want to grow. We want to bear fruit. And the way that we grow and that we bear fruit is that we gather here. Because the vine nourishes the branches at the altar of God. The vine nourishes the branches in the proclamation of his word. The vine nourishes the branches in the celebration of the sacraments. That's how we remain on the vine. It really is that simple. It really is that simple, dear brothers and sisters. In the celebration of the Eucharist, Christ, who is the vine, nourishes us, who are the branches. If we remain on the vine, if we allow ourselves to be nourished by the vine, then we will bear fruit for the kingdom and bring glory to the Father. Amen.